Yeah.
I'm Lorne Stockman, LORNESTOCKMAN. I'm Research Director for Oil Change International, a research and advocacy group working on energy environment here in Washington, D.C. We've heard a lot of talk about energy security. People have said it's a choice between Canadian oil or Saudi oil or Venezuelan oil. That's a false choice. It's a false choice because Keystone XL is essentially an export pipeline. We've studied this issue. We produced a report a few weeks ago. I've submitted that into the process. Refiners in the US Gulf Coast are at the forefront of a 60% increase in US petroleum products exports since 2007. Latin American and European markets need diesel, and the Gulf Coast refiners are the ones that are providing it. In fact, with US gasoline demand set to decline over the long term, the refiners that will receive Keystone XL crude have configured their refineries to maximize diesel production from heavy sour crudes such as that from the tar sands that the pipeline will deliver. This means that Keystone XL is serving growing global demand rather than US domestic need. It will therefore, the oil delivered from Canada will therefore be as well as, not instead of, other sources of heavy oil such as that from Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. Even if that weren't the case, Canadian oil has not and cannot insulate America from the global oil market, and we've seen that over the last few years. Canada has been America's largest source of imported oil since 2005. America now imports twice as much oil from Canada as it does from Saudi Arabia, and 38% more than it does from the entire Middle East region. Yet this increasing reliance on Canadian oil has not protected America from oil price spikes or oil supply disruptions. In 2008, as oil hit $147 a barrel, US gasoline prices spiked. This year, in March and April, as the Libyan civil war started, and 1.6 million barrels a day of oil came out of the market, US gasoline prices spiked again, along with the global oil market. The International Energy Agency has forecast that over the next two decades, even with Canadian oil and tar sands oil being produced according to industry ambitions, OPEC control over the global oil market will increase from 40% today to over 50%. The only way to make this country more secure, more energy secure, is to reduce oil demand. President Obama has set us on the road to that through the CAFE standards that he has enacted. It's a small step forward. We need to do a lot more. If we reduce demand in line with the limits of our climate system, as the IEA has shown, we will send $5 trillion less to OPEC over the next two decades. That's energy security, and I implore the State Department to deny the permit for this pipeline.
Thank you very much.